people are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
In April of 2010, Ophelia Bascal was named Regional Administrator of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD's Western Region, encompassing California, Arizona, Hawaii, and Nevada. She's a nationally recognized expert on housing and community development issues, having served for 27 years as Executive Director of the Housing Authority of Alameda County. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and on this episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast, Ophelia Bascal is our honored guest. She'll be filling us in on what HUD does, the role of the regional office, and the priorities for the San Francisco Bay Area, including stemming foreclosures and preserving affordable housing. Welcome, Ophelia.
Thank you.
For starters, can you tell us briefly about HUD, what its mission is, how the regional offices play a role in helping the national entity to achieve its mission?
Sure. The Department of Housing and Urban Development's role is really to focus on the field of housing and community development in communities. I think the role has changed over time. It's a broader view now, moving beyond housing to really full community development and sustainability. And the 10 regional offices really translate national priorities on the, you know, on the regional level and carry forth the department's missions and initiatives out to our various stakeholders.
So when you say community development and sustainability, are you talking about preserving affordable housing or actually dealing with the services that surround the housing?
You know, I think that's part of the change at HUD. It's really more innovative approaches to address kind of the beyond just individual dwelling units and expanding the view to take into account neighborhoods. So it's a number of new initiatives focusing on the linkage of education, transportation, health to how we develop and preserve communities, which obviously includes housing.
And it's been much more successful with that focus, I would assume.
It's a relatively new focus. This administration has brought together a view that we need to figure out how to effectively leverage all the resources that exist in the federal government. So for the first time ever, we're seeing all these departments come together, education, transportation, EPA, to address community problems, and we anticipate a much more effective approach to solving problems.
But it's really reflective of what had been going on in recent years in cities, in communities, right, with affordable
Absolutely.
Housing developers. Yeah.
I think we have learned from the kind of networks that nonprofits have been built, using, particularly in California, which I think has been a real laboratory for innovation. And we're catching up in some respects to what's been going on locally for a while.
Well, that's great, though. But I think bringing these federal agencies together must be a yeoman's job. I can't even imagine.
It really is. I think people are enthusiastic about the vision and, learning to step across each other's silos. We just recently awarded sustainability community planning grants to a number of localities, and for the first time, those applications were scored by multiple federal agencies. And, I think we all learned a lot from one another.
So progress marches on. That's great. How is the Bay Area or the housing situation in the Bay Area, Ophelia, different from other HUD offices?
Well, in the immediate Bay Area, I think that we've not been hit as hard as some other areas in the country, particularly in this region, let's say a Las Vegas or a Reno or in Southern California, even Riverside County. So our housing market here has not been impacted as badly, not to say that it hasn't been impacted as some other areas. It's a very high cost area, a real challenge for affordable housing developers. That hasn't changed, although, it's been a little easier in this economic time because of the resources that have been available. But that's kind of the difference here.
So HUD has been very active in the effort to stem foreclosures. Can you talk about the situation in your region, which of course is much broader than California, and any efforts HUD has to help with the problem?
Well, you know, that's a, it's a major focus. One of our strategic goals is to, you know, assist the millions of homeowners, 3 million homeowners who are at risk of losing their homes by the end of actually fiscal year 2011. And there are a number of programs we've been working on, the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, which has provided funding to communities to acquire foreclosed properties and renovate them if necessary and resell them. And we also have been doing an enormous amount of housing counseling to individuals who are facing foreclosure, working with them and various banks and lenders to, you know, move forward loan modifications opportunities if possible, and if not, to help people, you know, get out of those mortgages in a way that, you know, hopefully they can preserve their own economic situation, the banks get the properties back, et cetera. So, you know, and then there's a lot of activities from the Treasury Department. There's been a lot of money that's come into California and Nevada for the what has been called the hardest hit cities and communities. So they receive special grants for actually the state's housing community development agencies to determine what would be the most effective strategies to stem foreclosures in their particular locality. So a lot of different efforts, as I said, from counseling to funding for purchasing to these kind of, you know, let the states figure out what makes sense in their particular communities.
Prior to accepting this position with HUD, Ophelia, you served as Vice President of Community Relations for PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. I understand that HUD has a significant interest in improving the energy efficiency of its housing portfolio. Can you talk about HUD's efforts in this regard and how your work with PG&E has helped you?
Well, first of all, let me say how my work at PG&E has helped me. It certainly gave me an insight into the energy, you know, the whole business of energy efficiency, and I understand the initiatives in California that have been put forth by the state, the California Public Utilities Commission, and the individually, you know, the individual utilities in the state. So I've got that background in view, and again, this fits into a number of HUD's high priority strategic goals. One of them includes improving the energy efficiency of the various, you know, affordable housing programs. So there have been grants through the Department of Energy. The Department of HUD also has put out grants to housing authorities for energy efficiency efforts and owners of subsidized properties. But the idea is to really look at cost-effective, you know, energy and green retrofits, and we've established a goal to do that for almost 160,000 units by the end of this fiscal year.
So is this a matter of outlay now for savings down the road?
It's not only for savings down the road for the, you know, the individual renters and the property managers in terms of operating costs, but also the other side of it is really to address the issue of the reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. And so it's twofold, make the homes that people live in more comfortable, more cost-effective from the utility standpoint, and better for the environment.
Excellent. HUD has a new signature initiative this year called Choice Neighborhoods. Can you describe this for our listeners?
Sure. This is really building on the HOPE 6 program that we had for a number of years, actually almost 20 years, which was a, you know, they were grants to transform public and assisted housing. This is an approach that moves beyond just the particular public housing or assisted housing developments and focuses on transforming the surrounding neighborhood to really figure out how you can take the assets that are in the community from schools to health services to, you know, the other various activities that might exist in the community to really bring those together to improve, you know, the neighborhood itself and increase the assets that are available for the families. You know, I think our deputy secretary puts it really well when he says that, you know, where the zip code you live in shouldn't be a determinant of how your life ends up. You know, and we need to really sort of address how do we really transform neighborhoods, not just individual housing developments.
Are you aware of projects in the Bay Area that can benefit from this program?
Well, it's still in the process. It's an application process. And so the first applications were actually due on October 26th, but because there were there's been an extension due to some of the application tools that were available. There were some problems with them, so they wanted to give people adequate time once those problems were addressed to be sure that in the process of determining whether you were in an eligible neighborhood that people had adequate time to do that. So we won't really know until, I think the extension is going to be about 30 days, so probably not until... More than likely after the first of the year, will we know who's been selected for either the planning grants or implementation grants.
But likely projects in the Bay Area are at least applying.
Oh, absolutely. We know that they're applying.
Okay. We recently did an episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast on PETRA, the new Housing Authority Preservation Program, with the current director of the Alameda County Housing Authority, the position you filled for many years. How is HUD going to move this forward in the coming year?
Well, you know, I think that all change is hard, and I would say that it's one of those ideas that as people hear and as we get more feedback from the field about, you know, changes that people would like to see, and HUD has been very open and transparent about what we envision, listening to feedback, making changes to address people's concerns. You know, I think it's just it's an iterative process to continue to get people to understand what's behind this and how it can really benefit their particular community or housing developments. And there was just an article in the New York Times earlier this week talking about, you know, the backlog of capital repairs in public housing units and the associated cost. And I think, you know, it's unavoidable that we need a change in the way that we're funding the repairs of these and renovations of these properties. And I think people will eventually understand that. So we're just continuing to get the information out there, continuing to talk to people, and, you know, making the revisions that are necessary, I think, as people have raised relevant points. So moving that forward.
One of your big challenges really must be creating the communication vehicles and keeping up with the way people get their information.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. And this is a great, you know, forum. What Eden Housing does with these podcasts, I think, is a wonderful way to do that. And we're certainly making use of social media and websites. But there's nothing to beat face-to-face contact. I've, you know, come back into the housing field and been just absolutely delighted by the response and the number of invitations that I've had to address various industry groups, from rural groups to nonprofit associations to, you know, community development agencies and redevelopment agencies. And it's really, there's nothing that beats face-to-face contact and sharing changes, what, you know, what's happening, seeking feedback, and really establishing those relationships and communication to make things move forward.
No doubt. We hear that HUD is considering restructuring the two programs that it has that construct new housing for seniors and persons with disabilities. What kind of changes are in store there?
You know, that is, I don't think we've announced anything yet because we're still in the process of kind of listening. That is, as you may know, with the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Multifamily Housing, at one time a director, the Executive Director of Eden Housing, Carol Galante. And, you know, I know they've had a lot of listening sessions, and I believe they're getting ready to kind of present some of the thoughts that they have around changing the program and making some revisions, but I'm not aware of those, what those are specifically.
We'll have to get Carol back on the show when it's time to make those announcements, and she can explain them. That's great. So are there any other initiatives that you would like our listeners to know more about?
Well, I guess I would just emphasize some of the things we talked about initially, which is the approach for sustainability. And, you know, certainly the Bay Area has been a leader in this area for some time, not only in energy efficiency, but looking at how we do planning and how we address transportation issues. And, you know, HUD is happy to be a partner in that. And, you know, I know that we'll be working with communities to move those efforts forward. So I think this is a great instance of where our interests have really come together and will allow us to, you know, align those and really make a difference. We just, the sustainability community planning grants I just mentioned were awarded to Sacramento and the Central Valley, Fresno. And I think we're going to see some great results from both of those grants.
If people want more information about the programs we've discussed, I assume they go to the HUD website?
Yes, HUD.gov. That's a place, great place to go.
Pretty simple. Ophelia Baskell, thanks so much for giving us all these insights today.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure.
Thank you. Ophelia Bascal, the regional administrator of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. I'm Joanne Green, and I want to invite you to subscribe to the Affordable Housing Podcast on iTunes, or now you can listen to any of the past episodes in our catalog at edenhousing.org.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.